Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, coming at you live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in South Carolina. If you've never visited here, I'm telling you, you need to come. It's beautiful. Met a lot of great people here. And, of course, it is amazing on the water, and it is beautiful. Home of the PGA Championships and just a wonderful, wonderful place. Some of the best service I've ever experienced at any resort I've ever stayed at. And, of course, the food is completely organic at many levels and just amazing. So if you've never visited, come on. It's wonderful. I'm having a great time. Had a great time at the spa treatment today. And I took some time, a little me time. As hard as I go, it's good to take a little bit of a break. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Emily. Let's kick it off with Emily. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for
How
taking
can I
my
help?
Call.
Yeah, sure.
Well, first I had a comment. I heard while I was on hold, I heard that your comment to the woman who was seeking pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I'm a family practice doc in Texas, and one of the things anybody who's looking to get pregnant needs to think about is their folic acid, because that will help prevent spina bifida in the fetus.
Without
the other thing is, there's a new report that just came out that said vitamin D levels that are low may be associated with autism in the baby. And so that would be something that I would think about with her.
Absolutely.
But the reason I called was I'm looking for some general advice. You know, I have patients who come in every day and they complain of fatigue and obesity. And, you know, as you say on your show all the time, it's nutrition and exercise. That's really what it's all about. But when they say to me, I want my vitamins checked, please check my vitamin levels. What vitamin levels do you usually recommend on a routine screening exam?
Usually what I like to do for the vitamins themselves, B6 is really good just because, you know, a lot of times we can look at protein absorption from B6, but a big piece of that is brain chemistry. And, you know, so much of the neurotransmitters are wrapped up in the B6 pathway. So with serotonin, GABA, acetylcholine, and dopamine, all of those really play a big role. So if their B6 is out, either way, high or low, you know that there's an instability going on. And because the neurotransmitter test can be so expensive, that's a cheaper test to do that can lead you down the path. Homocysteine is another good one, too, that can lead for that as well. But I know that's typically, you know, more for heart-related and so much in that area. But it really, they're, if you look in alternative medicine, integrative medicine, they show a pathway, the breakdown of methionine, and you can look at homocysteine. If it gets over 7.0, it can lean more toward brain chemistry. Now, vitamin D is another big one. Of course, you probably test that all the time. That's a good one. Folic acid is a big one, too. The one thing about it was interesting, too, you mentioned that about pregnancy. It's so important. You know, most of the time, I guess you probably see this too, that women don't find they're even pregnant until after 8 weeks or so. And that's the most critical time. That's why, like you were saying, if you are going to get pregnant or looking to get pregnant or trying to get pregnant, taking the folic acid before it ever happens is the most critical time. Even though we recommend they take it during the whole pregnancy, it's that 8-week window that's the most vital. So that's why I like to test that, you know, all the time. Now, the hormones are the other big ones, too. So many people just test them to look if testosterone is low or high. But it's really important to look at the different estrogens. Like, look at estradiol, estriol, and estrone, because they can show fat deposition in different areas of the body. Growth hormone is another big one that you should test on your patients, because with thyroid conditions, for example, when you got TSH, which is kind of a gold standard for all of us to look at, but you got T3 and T4. So you kind of got your camps of the T3 and T4s, and then you got the camps of the people that just like to look at TSH. You got your antibodies, your TPO antibodies. But we all know that in physiology, the anterior pituitary is the driver for the thyroid. And many times we're just looking at the thyroid, staring at it, and they've got a growth hormone output level of 0.1. And we're thinking, well, okay, the thyroid's not working. There's an output problem, but you got to look at the growth hormone. So looking at that entire axis, along with DHEA and cortisol, all that starts to paint a picture. And it's not so much just vitamin deficiencies. It's about pathways in the body. And then you can start looking at the why. Why is the body breaking down? Why is it not working the way it was designed to? Because in medicine, we're taught to look in boxes. You know, we kind of look in symptoms and boxes. And the integrative model is more about looking at, stepping back and looking at the why, and then you can look at, start seeing the piece of the puzzle. The only thing is, a lot of the protocols of vitamins and whatnot step outside of the of kind of standard of care in some ways, just because, you know, again, it's a different way of looking at it. And depending on your state and where you are and where you practice, some people are, you know, some boards are a little bit more friendly toward that than others. But I still think that looking at, you can do fatty acid breakdown tests that they have. You can look at the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, how well the body's going through that. You know, depending on, I don't know what you think, but saliva testing can be good for hormones as well, and it shows a little bit more of an inexpensive way of doing things. And sometimes insurance covers it, and sometimes it won't. But for the most part, in a blood test, for me, and for what I've used in the past, it's always about looking at the overall pathway of how the body's working, rather than just the different components like lipids and triglycerides and, you know, let's look over here to CBC and a CMP, those kind of things. So those are kind of my thoughts. But as far as the vitamins go, you know, looking at the different Bs, looking at the fat-soluble ones like K, D, those are all pretty basic. And, you know, again, LabCorp and Quest and the different companies, it's tough sometimes. You can order the test, and they won't pay for it, or insurance won't pay for it, or you can get away with putting a CPT code down, like fatigue, or, you know, something like that, and it'll cover just a host of them. But at the same time, a lot of them won't cover it. And the challenges you got to be careful with is when you order them, and then it puts it back on the patient, and they just charge them outrageous amounts for that. Have you found that? Have you tried to order tests in that realm and insurance not cover it, and they get stuck with a big bill?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll break the bank. And that's why I'm trying to figure out which ones I really need to focus on. But I appreciate it. Well, thank you for your information.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Now, here's the thing, just to close on that. If you'll go to these companies in your practice, it's really important. If you'll go to them and say, I'm going to be doing these tests, kind of the ones I mentioned, on a regular basis, they will work with you. Like, let's say you're going to, you know, start doing this with a lot of your patients. They will work with you and contract a rate with you and actually get it much lower. So that way you can offer maybe a cash price to people that they can pay, and that way it won't be as expensive. And that'll be a benefit to, you know, obviously your patients, but it's based on if you're going to do more volume in that direction, a lot of times these companies will work with you. And that'll be a great option for them. You know, a test that may cost $1,000, you may can get a little panel put together for, you know, $150 that they may work out a deal with you. And that can help them out. And, you know, anyway. So it's great to hear from you, though, especially coming from a family doc that has a passion to see some of these areas, because it's coming. With all the education that's going on in radio and television now, the patients are definitely going to be coming to you to get that. And it's exciting to see someone that wants to make a difference like yourself. Thank you. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, the body can get sick. It can also get well. That's the hope that we have. And the amazing thing about our body is it regenerates every single day. So our choices we make, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food that we eat, good quality food, the exercise that we get, the rest, the stress management that we go through, all of that is vital. And it's critical. And it's important. So making the right decisions and the choices can be important. Now, they're saying parents' worries about the HPV vaccine is on the rise. Human papillomavirus, kind of a hot topic. For the most part, cervical cancer is the big buzzword with that. And, of course, a new U.S. study says that experts are finding the worry is puzzling with parents because the vaccine, which guards against the human papillomavirus, has been linked to many serious side effects. It's really concerning, they say, that parents think the HPV vaccine isn't safe. Dr. Dennis Cunningham says an infectious disease specialist at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Cunningham, who was not involved in the study, pointed out that 12,000 U.S. women were diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, and most of those cases are linked to the HPV infection. So there's about 100 strains of the HPV, some of which cause genital and anal warts. In most people, the immune system clears the infection fairly rapidly. However, persistent infection with certain HPV strains can eventually lead to cervical cancer in some women. Because of that, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other groups recommend that all girls age 11 and 12 receive the HPV vaccine, and that teenagers and young women up to age 26 get the catch-up vaccination. So a new study published online March 18th and in April, print issue of Pediatrics, found that between 2008 and 2010, a growing number of U.S. girls were vaccinated against HPV. The percentage of 13 to 17-year-olds who were not up to date on the vaccine dipped from 84% to 75%. Well, that's good news, they say. Lead researcher Dr. Paul Darden, who's a pediatrician at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center in Oklahoma City, said the bad news was that over time, more parents were saying they had no plans to have their daughters vaccinated, and they blamed safety concerns more often in 2010 than in 2008. Well, among parents whose daughters were not up to date on the HPV vaccine in 2008, 40% said they had no intent for their child to get it. As for safety concerns, 4.5% of parents said there was one reason their daughter had not been vaccinated, and it was really blamed on some of the safety worries. So the Tdap vaccine against tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, and the MCV4 vaccine was against bacterial meningitis. These were all other questionable ones that the parents had for the vaccines. Well, the findings come from a new CDC survey about U.S. families with 13 to 17-year-old children, which was done over 3 years. According to the CDC, most common side effects of the HPV vaccine are the same with other vaccines: pain in the injection site, dizziness, mild fever. And there have been cases of even fainting reported, but Cunningham said that can happen after any vaccination, especially in teenagers. So the agency has also gotten reports of blood clots in people who received the vaccine, but more than 90% of them also had risk factors for blood clots anyway, like smoking and birth control pills. So parents in the study, really, they're saying, have no reason for wanting their daughters not to be vaccinated. Again, there are two vaccines that can prevent infection and cervical cancer strains of HPV, Merck's Gardasil and GlaxoSmithKline's Cervarix. Both of them cost about $400 for the three doses. Still, most insurance plans, Medicare, Medicaid, cover the HPV, and the Government Vaccines for Children program offers free vaccines to lower-income families. So bringing that to your awareness, you know, my thoughts on it, that's definitely a personal decision. When it comes to vaccines, depending on which one it is, for my own opinions and what I would do. But again, information, that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing it to you so you can make the best informed decision. And that's my political answer. Know what's in your child medications. FDA wants you to know that. But first, we're going to go to our food for the day, which is mango. Now, mango is amazing. This is brought to you by Earth Fair, by the way. It prevents cancer. Yes, the big C word. Research shown that antioxidant compounds in mango fruit have been found to protect against colon, breast, leukemia and prostate cancers. These compounds include quercetin, astragalin, fisetin, gallic acid, as well as some abundant enzymes. Number two, it lowers cholesterol. This is a big one. Mango, which I don't know if you've ever eaten it much. For me, I really think it's a great fruit. Tastes great, too, but it also lowers cholesterol. High levels of fiber, pectin, and vitamin C help to lower serum cholesterol levels, specifically the LDLs. That's the bad stuff. It clears the skin. Number three, can be used internally and externally for the skin. Mangoes can clear clogged pores and eliminate pimples. So eye health is really good, too. So a cup of sliced mango supplies about 25% of the daily needed value of vitamin A and also promotes good eyesight and prevents night blindness and dry eyes. So you get the dry eyes, think about that. Pretty good. Alkalizes the whole body. Now, a lot of the fruits do this, but specifically mangoes. The tartaric acid, malic acid, and the trace of citric acid found in the fruit can help maintain good alkali reserve in the body. The body can be more acidic or more alkaline, and for the typical theory is that cancer can't thrive or live in an alkaline environment. So keeping the acidity down is a big key. Very good for that. Helps in diabetes. Mango leaves can help normalize insulin levels in the blood. See, power is in the food. Food is medicine. The traditional home remedy involves boiling leaves in water, soaking them through the night, and then consuming the filtered concoction in the morning. Mango fruit also has relatively low glycemic index, so moderate quantities will not spike your sugar levels. More on mango and our food for the day when we come back. Got some other tips for you. This fruit is powerful. Remember, food is medicine. Coming to you live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. Got to tell you, it's one of the most beautiful resorts I've ever been at, playing golf tomorrow on the ocean course. Watch out, Tiger Woods.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible. Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Whatever it is, let's talk about it. It's not disease. Remember, we call it a health challenge here on the show. Why? Because it's an opportunity to get better, to get over it, and to move on with your life, depending on what it is. But don't forget, the one greatest thing you don't ever want to lose is hope, and that's the key. Now, we were talking about our food for the day, which were mangoes, and a couple of tips. Remember, food is our best medicine, my opinion, and exercises too, but lifestyle in general. But here's number one, it prevents cancer. Many ways that it does that, it helps lower cholesterol, helps clear the skin, helps with eye health, it helps alkalize the body, get the acidity levels down and bring up the alkalinity, helps in diabetes, which is phenomenal for that. And also, it can really help by improving sex. Yes, mangoes can help with sex. I'm thinking, how in the world does it help with sex? Well, it's a great source of vitamin E. So even though the popular connection between sex drive and vitamin E was originally created by a mistaken generalization on rat studies, further research has shown that balanced proper amounts from whole foods does help in this area, and mango is loaded with vitamin E. Improves digestion. Papayas are not the only fruit that has enzymes in it for breaking down protein. There's also several fruits, including mangoes, that have this helpful quality. The fiber in the mangoes also helps your digestion and your elimination. Remedy for heat stroke is another good one. Juicing the fruit from green mangoes and mixing it with water and a sweetener help to cool down the body and prevent harm to the body. So as an old Ayurvedic which is kind of an Indian-based medicine viewpoint. The reason people often get a diuretic and or get diuretics and get exhausted in these more, I guess, warmer climates because of the strong sun energy, as they say. Well, from this perspective, the Ayurvedic perspective, the kidneys become overloaded with toxins in the process, and the mangoes can help. It boosts the immune system as well. The generous amounts of vitamin C and vitamin A in the mangoes, plus 25 different kinds of carotenoids, keep your immune system healthy and strong. So what's the bottom line? Eat a mango, man. Are you kidding me? Good for you all the way around. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Also, go to healthcoachradio.com and also mywellnessproviders.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, we've got folks joining our network every single day. So if you're looking for somebody that believes in nutrition and lifestyle-based care like we talk about, you can check out our website. Go to healthcoachradio.com, and you can find a whole list of them there. And then, of course, all kinds of information. If you missed any of these articles and you want to write some of this down, all of that will be posted on the website as well. Jim, we're going to you on the phones now. How can I help, my friend?
I have two issues with ED. One is I can only have an erection when I lay on my left side or right side with the leg laying on top of each other. And mm-hmm. Second, I wanted to know what's the difference in Viagra and Cialis. How should they be taken?
Well, it just, are you taking either one of them? Have you tried either one?
No, I haven't tried.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. All right. Yeah, it just depends. I mean, it depends on the doctor will, your physician will kind of weigh out a couple of different options. And again, some physicians like Cialis and some like Viagra, and it just depends on kind of their, what they normally write. And everybody kind of gets their own little groove going. But, you know, typically they're given in different ways and different dosages, so you have to go with what your physician says on that. But I can tell you this, that if you're having an issue where you can lay on one side and the erection works, and then on the other side or standing up or whatever, it's not working that well, you probably got some area of nerve disruption at some level. And I can tell you that you should see your physician, let them evaluate it. I think it's a good idea. And if you want to look at one of those prescriptions, I mean, some of those will be fine. It's definitely not going to hurt to try it for sure. But you want to look at some other things too. Naturally, from more of a natural perspective, think about the function and the physiology, which is the key. So if you're having a nerve-related issue, let's say that your lower back has some degeneration in it. Let's say that your sacrum, which is your tailbone, is rotated. So the nerves that come out of those areas, which go into the pelvic region, may be restricted. They may be inflamed. They may be a factor. And so having someone evaluate that, a DO, someone that can work with more manipulative-based medicine can do that. A chiropractic physician could take a look at that. But I'd have someone look at that, because if you're laying on your side and different posture makes things work a little bit better, then there could be something in that area going on. And it definitely needs to be looked at. At least it can be ruled out. But from a natural perspective, there are some things that work great. So you got Tribulus terrestris. You've got ashwagandha root. You have maca root. Those are all great. They've been proven, and they work very well in helping with erectile dysfunction. Don't forget, vitamin E levels can help too, provided you're not on Coumadin or warfarin or any anticoagulants in that. So those can be helpful. Exercise, regular exercise, can help with ED as well. So are you exercising on a regular basis? Are you still there with us? Oh, we dropped him. We lost him. Yeah, exercise is a big one, just so you know. And cardiovascular exercise is the big one, too. Weight training is good, but getting good cardiovascular exercise, maybe at least 3 days a week, has been shown. Of course, you improve blood flow, you improve all of that, and that can be very helpful with ED. So all of that is a big key. But there's natural ways to keep the equipment working, as they say. And sometimes it's psychological, too. There could be a little bit of an issue with that, but it seems to me there's a structural component. If you can only lay on one side and things really only work the way they need to in that way. So, again, get a couple of opinions. One, I would go with maybe a family physician, get their overall evaluation, and then maybe go see a chiropractic physician for the neurological component that's non-surgical. So that'd probably be a good way to go. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, the yellow stuff is falling. If you're in the southeast part of the United States and you got your car and you're starting to see yellow dust everywhere, it is time. Get ready to sneeze. Get ready to itchy, watery eyes. I know I suffered with this for years. I mean, when I was a kid, I took allergy shots from like age 7 to 12. It was miserable. I'd have to get out of school. And when, you know, you get picked up at whatever, 3 o'clock, parents pick you up or you ride the bus. Then I had to go to the doctor's office like every other week and get these shots in my arm. It'd swell up like a golf ball. Miserable. As a kid, you don't want to get shots all the time. Nightmare. So anyway, it's that time. And so little did I realize I was drinking like a half gallon of milk every single day trying to gain weight for football. And I had a humongous allergy to milk, and it was causing everything else to be allergic. And, of course, I was taking the shots, and the rest is history. So what do you do? Well, remember, the allergies, for the most part, the histamine reaction that you're having, if you deal with allergies, is the body's inability to break down proteins. That's the bottom line. And so the mast cells or the basophils are overproducing histamine because of your diet, typically. So if you cut out dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt, and you cut out wheat-based products that contain gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that sort of thing. Cut that out, both of those, for a period of about 8 weeks or just during the entire spring season, you may notice a huge decrease in your symptoms. That's a big piece. And also, you might want to look into, and just do some research on this. Go and Google it and start reading about that, and you'll start finding this. Now, the other is enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, which are found in a lot of fruits like pineapple, mangoes, papayas. Those can help break the excess proteins down, which can also be a huge factor in the symptoms of allergies coming down. Now, I'm not saying that if you eat this way, it's going to cure allergies. Don't everybody freak out. If you're an allergist listening to my show, you know that what I'm saying is true. But you also may need the medicine as well. But it's always worth a try to see if your body responds to it. Regardless, the 10 cities that lead the spring sneezing protocol. Let's start with number one. What's behind door number one? Knoxville, Tennessee. Yep, it's the skyline with the big sphere from the World Fair in 1982. That was, seems like yesterday, and that's like, it's been a long time ago. But it's a southern city, and of course it tops the U.S. allergy capital, believe it or not. So the biggest use of allergy medicines like antihistamines, corticosteroids, and non-steroid medications are all found there. Number two, Louisville, Kentucky. Best known for the Kentucky Derby, but also for the sneezing and nose blowing. It has been ranked number two in the allergy capitals. Pretty amazing. The score was 100 in most recent years. Number three, Charlotte, North Carolina, known as the Queen City. All the banking centers are there, but also it's worse because it's amazing with the pollen and allergy medications. It ranks at number three. Number four, Jackson, Mississippi. That's another one. And Chattanooga, Tennessee hits number five. All these cities, which I've spent quite a bit of time in, it's amazing. And allergies have been one of my biggest challenges, definitely, as a youngster. Dayton, Ohio ranks in at number six. Richmond, Virginia, or rather, actually number seven, Richmond, Virginia. Number eight, McAllen, Texas. Number nine, in Madison, Wisconsin. Number 10. You're in those cities? Make sure you get your proteolytic enzymes, start eating those, and talk with an integrative doctor about what you can do naturally to support the body during the allergy season. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. I say that all the time, don't I? I really mean it, though. Matters. Coming to you live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, outside of Charleston. If you've never been to the resort, I got to tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. Make sure to come out. It's beyond five-star, and the service is amazing, and it's absolutely beautiful. Great place to come do a little R&R. Vitamin D deficiency, they're saying, now affects the genes for cancer, autoimmune disorders. I mean, it is the absolute super nutrient, I believe, in our day and time. Really, it's one of the top discoveries that they found that's been so vital to our overall health. But they're saying a study linked now vitamin D deficiency with an increased risk for cancer and autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, MS, and lupus. Researchers found through mapping vitamin D receptor binding through the human genome that vitamin D deficiency is a major environmental factor in the increasing risk of developing these disorders. And 70% of children and adults in the U.S. are vitamin D deficient. The cause of the deficiency is a combination of not enough sun exposure and low diet of vitamin D. And so you can get vitamin D through your food. Of course, oily fish like salmon, mackerel, tuna, sardines are really good. Egg yolks, remember, don't just eat egg whites. The yolks are important, plus they can help lower cholesterol. And mushrooms also provide vitamin D. And you could choose, of course, other sources, but mostly those are the best. And those are the ones that I would definitely, recommend for sure. They say that Plaquenil, or the corticosteroids, which can be prescribed for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, are among some of the medications that can lead to a vitamin D deficiency. Even if you're taking one of these drugs, the doctor can adjust your vitamin D to kind of ward off the malabsorption. The 25-hydroxy vitamin D blood test is the one you want. Tell your doctor to check it. And my recommendation is to do it every 6 months. From all the research I've done, that's what I do for myself anyway. So if you're wondering, that's typically what I do to make sure I'm staying on top of my game, which is real key. So it plays a role in the absorption of calcium, yes, but it starves off osteoporosis, which can be a big risk for people with rheumatoid arthritis. And it also protects against those susceptible to seasonal affective disorder from becoming depressed. I mean, really, it is a wonder nutrient, in my opinion. And, parents, make sure your kids get tested. Now, kids normally can have a naturally lower level of vitamin D up to about age 16, but then it starts getting more toward the adult ranges. So for a child to have a little bit lower vitamin D level is pretty normal, just so you know. So don't try to compare that to an adult range. It will be different. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believe the same way we do, go to mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to Stephen now on the phones. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Yeah, well, I was just a couple of questions. I'm 57 years old, pretty active, and several years ago when I was diagnosed with a little high blood pressure and IBS, and what else was it? IBS and blood pressure is what it is, and acid reflux. And I'm having problems sometimes off and on with fatigue and nausea, and I did all kind of checks, and I don't know whether I need to get my blood pressure down, because it still runs like 135 over 80, 130. Somebody would run higher, 150 over 90.
Okay,
go ahead.
You just want to figure out what you can do to balance all that out?
Yes.
Yeah. How's your diet overall? How are your eating habits?
Not bad, really. I'm actually a pastor, and also I drive for Tulsa Transit, so I do a lot of sitting, driving, like, 10 hours, 3 days a week, my diet is not bad at all, really.
How often do you exercise?
Was doing it like 3 or 4 times a day, but several years ago I kind of laid back because of my sickness.
I
do it like maybe twice a week.
Okay, in the last 10 days, how many times have you exercised?
Oh, several. Several times, yes.
Now, you want to shoot just a couple of thoughts here, just to give you some updates. With all that going on, you know, you want to make sure your doctor's, you know, checking you on a regular basis. I mean, that's for sure. But a big key for things like blood pressure and even things like reflux, I mean, they all kind of go hand in hand. Your diet's got to be great. Reflux is typically not having enough stomach acid to be able to break down your foods and proteins. So you can do a little self-test by using apple cider vinegar. And when you take apple cider vinegar, if you actually feel better when you eat your meal, you didn't have enough stomach acid, because the vinegar actually increases stomach acid when you do that. The other piece with the blood pressure, you don't really want to mess with anything. You want to let your doctor kind of coordinate that whole deal. There's all kinds of natural ways to do it, like rebounding, using citrulline and arginine together, but you can't really, I wouldn't really recommend it. I really would have someone monitor that, like your physician, so they can kind of keep tabs on everything. The exercise is important, though, man. I got to tell you, with blood pressure especially, and if you sit all day, like with your work for the most part, then you exercising 5 to 6 days a week, even if it's just 20 minutes of focused exercise, but at least you're doing that, getting the body moving on a regular basis is critical. So I would encourage you to go that direction. You know, when you've got kind of a multitude of things going on and you want to get things balanced, it starts with the basics. And doing the basics on a regular basis, creating that marathon. Diet is a key too. 5 small meals a day are what a lot of dietitians are recommending. 5 small meals a day works on the metabolism, gives you a constant, steady flow of nutrients as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed
physician. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.